Chapter 1. 12 years later. The morning is hot and humid, but the instant he sees her, Noah goes cold. She's standing on the deck of a packed river taxi in a bright, flowing dress, facing away from him as she stares out across the murky water of the Chao Phraya River. His breath catches and his heart stills, the next belated beat slamming hard against his ribs. There's an orange flag on the roof of the ferry, and Noah realizes it's the boat he's been waiting for, but he's stuck behind the crowds on the jetty. Undeterred, he begins pushing past people, suddenly desperate to get on board. He leaps from the wooden platform only seconds before the vessel leaves the dock, earning himself a stern rebuke in rapid Thai from the wiry man gathering the mooring ropes, whose glowing cigarette is tucked temporarily behind his ear. Noah mumbles an apology over his shoulder, looking for a spot by the railing, moving closer to the woman. The shock of her appearance resonates, shaking him harder than the rocking boat as it begins to negotiate the heavy river traffic. Her long red hair has brought Lizzie to life again, letting him briefly imagine he has found her thousands of miles from home. Then his senses kick in. This woman's face has a different shape, her eyes more oval than almond, her lips fuller, and her skin freckled. Nevertheless, his heart is still pounding. 12 years ago, Noah had thought that Lizzie Burdett was the most glorious thing to ever happen to his family, but she'd proved to be a wrecking ball. She had been in their lives for 6 short months, and then, without warning, she wasn't. At least, not in the same way. Her face still smiled out from the missing person posters, and sometimes made it onto the evening news. Her name was whispered along school corridors on a continual loop, or so it seemed to Noah, because he was the boyfriend's younger brother, and therefore immediately connected to Lizzie's disappearance. Since then, Lizzie had become the nightmare Noah couldn't fully explain to anyone, and the pull of his memories had intensified lately, now that her name is in the news again. He turns his attention back to the woman on the boat. Her hands lightly grip the rail as her gaze falls on the semi-clothed kids playing at the edge of the muddy riverbank. He'd guess she's a few years younger than him, early to mid-twenties maybe, but there's a rare air of self-containment about her. Even when passengers jostle her, they capture her attention for only a moment before she settles back into daydreamy stillness, as though she nurtures a secret that's hers alone. The din of hectic conversations coalesces into a background hum as Noah studies her, drawn to her poise, curious as to where her mind might be traveling. But then, as though sensing his gaze, she turns. There is no chance to pretend to look elsewhere. He stills. She stares. Then her lips curve into a small smile, and there's a flash of curiosity in her eyes. It only lasts a second before she turns away, and Noah lets out a slow breath. She is stunning. He forces himself to focus elsewhere, anywhere. He studies a row of seated monks, cloistered in mustard robes, and eavesdrops on the bickering Canadian couple behind him, allowing himself the occasional sidelong glance at the mysterious redhead. She's looking across the river now, and his gaze follows hers to the golden temple stupas that gleam in sharp contrast to dirty white office blocks. Then the boat knocks against the pier of Ta Tien, his stop, and he turns away, still reeling, pressing into the swaying throng to get onto the boardwalk. Once on land, Noah moves to one side to study the map in his guidebook. When he looks up and begins to walk in what he hopes is the right direction, the woman is there again, striding confidently some distance ahead of him. He's buoyed by the idea they might be heading to the same place, but only has a moment to admire the shape of her, the swing of her hips, before he loses sight of her at the entrance to Wat Phu as the crowds deepen. He joins the back of one of the lines for tickets.